You are listening to Views with Joe Mario, your one-stop podcast where you listen to everything. News, life, sex, relationship, God, everything, man. Everything in one place. I mean, if you think about Views with Joe Mario, you just think about paradise. But seriously. Think about Views with Joe Mario. See a platform whereby everything is possible and everything can be discussed here. No limits, no boundaries. I mean, we can go and say fuck. Sound fuck, right? Good. So when you think about Views with Joe Mario, know that this is your one-stop podcast where everything is on the table and nothing is off limits. You are listening to Views with Joe Mario, and I am your host, Joe Mario. My guys, a miracle just happened. Do you know what a miracle is? Two podcasts in 1 week. When last? It's been a long time. So let me just try to keep up this energy and this regenerated love I have gotten back for podcasting and just putting out content there. I would say the previous episode I put out for my podcast, it's doing well. I've been getting positive comments and I've been talking to people behind the scenes, and we've been talking especially more about Term's dress and everything that transpired and everything. I keep on saying it. If I record a podcast episode and I put it out here on Spotify, Amazon Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, because my podcast is being distributed on different platforms, so you can catch me almost everywhere. Every podcast available in Nigeria, you can catch me there. So I always say this, feel free to reach out to me in my email, which is viewswithjoemario@gmail.com, or if you have my personal line, you can reach out to me in my personal line or my Instagram page, viewswithjoemario. And you can also reach out to me on Spotify, because like I said earlier, Spotify has a segment or a section directly under the now playing whereby you can answer a question I put out there. And for the most part of it on Spotify, I always put a question relating to the episode, the topic of the episode I'm talking about. Well, today I have decided to speak on a very heated topic that has been making rounds on the internet, and in fact a very heated topic that has been happening in our close circle. Everybody has been basically talking about this, and it was a topic that was stemmed up by the election. And I know by now you would know what I'm talking about, especially if you've been in Nigeria for this whole election period. And that topic is tribalism, or someone being tribalistic. And the question I ask and I have to say is tribalistic really bad? Is someone being tribalistic, is it bad? That's the question I'm asking. I'm not saying it's bad and I'm not saying it's good. Do you get it? I'm just putting this question out there for you to think about. And why I'm putting this question out there for you to think about is because it's without a doubt that all the experience I've gotten on my days on this earth till now, I can hit my chest and say I have noticed that a lot of people don't take their time to do personal research on a particular word. They just get the meaning of a word from other people, which is accurate, but that doesn't necessarily give you the full meaning or the full understanding of a word, because wherever this person got the understanding of this word from, they understood it from someone. Now they're taking the person's understanding of that word and they're just pushing out. They're just pushing it out, and you're taking it and you're handling the way you're handling it. Words like misogyny, toxic masculinity, submission. The submission has been, or submissive. The word submissive associated to a woman has been highly sensitized, that it's now a very sensitive word, and as a generation we're carrying our chest up high, saying, yes, it's a sensitive word. Yeah, but it shouldn't be. It's just common human nature, and there are facts to back this up, that there are some words that when you tell a human being, they don't look at the good side to the word, They look at the bad side of the world. And they don't just look at the bad side of the world. They look at the worst version of the world. Take, for example, as a man, if they ask you, what kind of woman do you want? And you just quickly say, oh, I want a submissive woman. Eyebrows are raised. But a woman will tell you, I want a man that can provide. So, I mean, if you cannot meet me and say you want a man that can provide, and I tell you I want a woman who is that submissive, yeah? It's like, it's your preference. It's what you want, yeah? But why is that raising an eyebrows and make me look like I'm bad? Or why do I feel sensitive or careful when I say it? Why do I have to say I want a submissive woman, but they say that I have to not defend myself? That's because everyone has positioned themselves to actually think about the worst version of what submissive means than them actually doing that personal research to know what's the true definition and true meaning of what submission or submissiveness is. I always say this, in life, there are always two sides to everything. Everything! There's the advantage and the disadvantage, there's the pro and the con. So everything that has a good in this life has a bad. Do you understand? Everything in this life, everything tied to what God created, do you understand, has a good and has a bad. Not inclusive of God. And that's coming from the religious angle. Some people want to be funny and say that too. Do you get? So, it's in human nature to always look for the worst in every situation sometimes without actually knowing what the true meaning is. So I said to myself, everyone is asking, because someone put out the question to me and asked me, who are you, tribalistic? And funny enough, I said, if there's one thing this election has taught me is, I didn't say anything, I didn't insult anyone, I kept my cool, I didn't share my political desires, or I didn't share who I wasn't, I shared who I wasn't supporting of, but I didn't impose it to anyone. And obviously I was on the good side. I was on the side of where the people wanted, or where majority of the people, or majority of Nigerians wanted, which is Peter Obi. And I was there. And this made me express myself freely. And most people express their love for Tinubu and Atiku and whoever Kwankoso, they did. But when they did, they were either being tagged as tribalistic, or they ate money and they did all that. Whereas I won't lie to yourself, I also saw them also pushing Igbos as tribalistic for wanting Peter Obi to be their president. And I always said this, I don't think any Igbo person will come out and tell you I want Peter Obi to be the president because he's solely Igbo. Nah. There are various different reasons which I'm not even going to get into, because that's not the topic of conversation right now. The topic of conversation right now is on tribalism. So now, keeping focus on the topic and them saying, are you tribalistic? Here was my answer. I told the person that I feel like, or I know and have experienced, that most Nigerians or most people will say they are not tribalistic. But I put it to you that everybody has a touch of tribalism in them. No one is above it, especially the country we come from. The way the country is structured, the way we live, the way we interact, the way we love, the inherited issues, the inherited knowledge. And because we live in a generation whereby even some people read, I mean, it depends on what are you reading. Are you reading just on romance and romantic novels that don't actually contribute to your growth in dealing with someone in everyday society? Like, what are you reading? What are you digesting? What have you learned from your parents? What have you learned from your circle? What are you currently unlearning to be a better version of yourself? Because life is all about learning and unlearning. And to be very honest, most of us, we don't realize this till we're 22, 23, even 30 sometimes. We don't realize that life is all about learning and unlearning. Because everybody's all on our face that you must learn this, you must learn that, learn. And nobody's telling that, oh, you must unlearn some things. Because this life, some of us tells them freestyle. You understand? It's the truth. No proper knowledge of a certain set, of a particular set of things. We just did freestyle. Anything that comes, we have taken it. Do you get? So, I always say this, that it's very important that you know that you have to learn and unlearn. It's very important. We live in a generation, or we live in a world whereby opinions change, and our opinion about certain things change, and we are driven by society and society information and opinions. Some opinions will last longer than the others, and some opinions will change. Most opinions that were built on faith and religion are most likely going to stay for generations, and they will not change. And that's why till tomorrow, it's very hard for the straight community to accept the same-sex community and the LGBT. That's why till tomorrow, it will change. Because opinions like that, or ideologies like that, or things set, has been set on a foundation and is set on a pillar. It has a faith, it has a stronghold, it has a foundation. Do you understand? Which makes what is bad is bad. Do you understand? I'm not saying judge anybody. I'm not saying chastise or crucify anybody for that choice of sexuality. Because whatever a person's choice of sexuality is today or tomorrow is not your business. Yes, they deserve to be loved for who they are by you. Because the same Bible you follow, yes, condemns same sex and all this, but that same Bible tells you not to judge. This is not me telling you, and this is not what Juma is telling you. You can do your own personal research and find, understand the kind of relationship God has with you and God has with other people. Do you understand? You are not the Father. You are not God. You have no final say you have no final say on anybody's life. You can't condemn anybody. You don't have that right. You don't have that privilege. The more you condemn someone, the more you condemn yourself. Do you understand? You can lead them closer to God if they want. Because God didn't force you to come to Him. So you can't force someone to come to God. But you can preach to get that person to God. Jesus, this life is all about choice and free will. So I don't get why we as humans will be living in a world whereby there's no choice, whereby we are imposing our opinions and choices on people, when the Father that created us gave us free will. So when people come and ask me, what's your opinion about gay people? You come, I'm like, personally, yeah. My foundation and my stronghold is the Bible, and I follow everything that my Lord says. I pray, I'm a Christian, and I keep my faith, and I go like that. So I'm against it, because that's what the faith I'm following, which I stand by, says. And this faith I have is not because of my parents gave it to me. It's a faith I have because I have gotten to that phase of, oh, I need to learn why I'm a Christian. Do I want to be a Christian? Do I want to be Catholic? Do I want to be this? These are the questions I have about the Catholic Church. This is what I've learned. Am I okay with this? Oh, yes. On this rock, I shall stand. You get. So how many people and how many of us has gone through this phase and have a phase of self-actualization and self-discovery to say, okay, this is where I stand, and these are my opinions, and these are the pillars or the first foundation to my opinions. And that is fine, and that is good. So like I said earlier, before I deviated into all this, opinions in life will constantly change. Only opinions that are built on faith or have a strong foundation that will stay and remain the same. A perfect example of this is the world's taste in women. During the 80s or the 90s, it was, and even like most predominantly our ancestors' time, women who were model fit were classified as women, and they were classified as women that people love and want to associate with. I mean, you wouldn't want to be with maybe a tall, broad-shouldered, heavy, big ass, big breast kind of woman. I mean, when you picture a woman, then you picture a woman in moderation. Do you get? You advise more women to be more skinny, more body fit, body still and everything. But in our generation, now everybody wants big everything, big ass, big breast. In fact, even down to the, you know that place now, even down there, you know, down there, fats. People like it. People want that side to be fat, juicy and creamy. People like it. Look at. But you get, people like this thing now. So it's all changes. It's opinion, they change. So I tell people, why do you now subject yourself to die by opinion set by a community or a set of people that will change in the next 10 years or any time? So I mean, it is what it is. So when that person asks me, like, what's my opinion, my views about tribalism. Yeah, all this was to build up to what I'm about to say. And I was like, I believe every Nigerian is tribalistic in their own way. But a lot of Nigerians will say they are not tribalistic. But in closed doors, they will be tribalistic. And you'll be surprised when they are tribalistic. Now, this election, this period, the problem I've thought about most Nigerians is Nigerians don't know how to segment their friends. And they don't know how to put their friendship in... what's the word? For lack of a better word, just let me put in labels. In labels. I've observed that most Nigerians that have friends, they classify everybody as friends. We are both in the same football group. Doesn't mean we are friends. We are just people who talk about our similar interests at that point, which is football. Outside that football group, I do not know you. You are not my friend. We are acquainted. Or in most cases, we're not going to be acquainted because I don't even know how you look like. You're not my friend. But some people classify everything as friend. We do business together. I come to the office, I see you, and I make money for you. You make money for me. We do business. We're not friends. We are business associates. We are associated by business. Thus the name business associates. I see you. I go to a beer parlor. I drink beer. We laugh and everything. I don't discuss my personal life with you. You don't know where I'm coming from. You don't know my background. And I go home, you go home. We are just drinking buddies. You don't know me. I don't know you. And that's the end. I feel like more Nigerians should get more acquainted or more familiar with friendship and segmenting friendship. Because, I mean... the truth is, we are so fixated on getting education, but in the manner... In fact, you know what, funny thing? Let me even take that approach, because I always say this to people. Formal education will give you what you're meant to survive in life. It's your duty as a person to evolve, read, work on yourself, and build. It's a normal thing. Whether you do this or not is up to you. And people will build. People will not build. It's the truth. Nas Boy said something in a podcast he was recording, and I laughed when he said it. He said, when you're smart, you know you're smart. And when you're dumb, you know you're dumb. In this life, the dumb ones was to be parents, and the smart one was to be the parents. I'm not calling anyone dumb. I'm not saying anyone smart. It's up to you. You know this. Do you get? It's up to you. And in life, you'll meet some people. People who are exposed, and people who have the same level of intelligence that you have, and people that has a greater intelligence that you have. And you meet some people that are more... they have a lower intelligence than you have. It's how life works. It's your choice to have who you have in your life. And that's when you now really segment who is your friend and who is just an acquaintance and who you care about opinion and who you don't care about the opinion. People care a lot about opinions that do not concern them and opinions that it's not their business. Nobody ordained you a superhero, so you shouldn't stress yourself. And sometimes, some things are not just your business. Nigerians, we don't have to mind our business sometimes. See and pass. Now, we think they cause fights for this country sometimes. We know they mind our business. We like to always impose our opinions on people. And the thing about opinions is you actually have to know someone's opinion, why they come from that place, and where they're headed before you say your own opinion. And if you see that the person is willing to learn and adjust, then you can now educate the person, not impose. Educate your opinion on that person. This what I just said sounds like too much work, Abby. Which means not everybody deserves kind of energy. Which means sometimes you just mind your business and you move. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because some people saw Tony. You know, before I get into this, let me address the topic. Now, let me read to you what a tribe is. A tribe is a social division in a traditional society consisting of families or communities linked by social, economic, religious, or blood ties with a common culture and dialect, typically having a recognized leader, which we always know is a tribe leader, king. Then... let's see. Wow, I made a mistake. Because I also googled what the meaning of a tribe, and also googled the meaning of what tribalism or tribalistic is. Now, what's the meaning of someone being tribalistic? Advocating this. Now, this is the take notes. This is the meaning of being tribalistic: advocating or practicing strong loyalty to one's own tribe or social group. What's the meaning of being tribalistic? A strong feeling of loyalty to a political or social group so that you support them whatever they do. Now, what's another word for being tribalistic? Funny enough, loyal to tribe. Loyalty itself can be good or bad in the sense that is your loyalty blind or is your loyalty guided from a strong firm point? You're loyal to God. Is that bad? You're tribalistic to your Christianity based on what I just read. Is that bad? So tribalism or being tribalistic from what I just read and what I just read to you from the internet, from Google, it's not bad. Why I would say it's not bad is it's loyalty. It's loyalty. Whatever you decide to do with loyalty is up to you. Now, this is my opinion and this is how I feel about it. You may not agree with it, you may agree with it, but hear me out. Now you ask me, am I tribalistic? And I'm like, oh no, I'm not tribalistic, but definitely I have a touch of tribalism, or I have a touch of tribalism, or being tribalistic rather, in me. And what do I mean by this? What I mean is, as an Igbo person or someone growing up, you're taught to actually keep it in yourself. This is not even necessarily bad. You just taught to keep it in yourself when you're more associated with your people. This will make you more lenient to your community than other communities, because I mean, it's your community. You trust them. You've grown with them, and they've had a huge impact in your life. Yet you go to school, you meet other tribes, and you make friends. But you go back home to your circle. Your circle is just made of maybe yeah, strictly an Igbo family or Yoruba family has something. You are particularly loyal to that tribe, and whatever opinions you have to that tribe will be a bit biased. Now, when you see the right thing, do you say it or do you support the bad thing? Whatever the case may be. Now, if you support evil when evil is evil, regardless of the tribe, then you're tribalistic. Take for example now, you're in Lagos, right? We're all in Lagos, we're all in Nigeria. For those in Nigeria and for those in Lagos, let's say you're in those areas whereby you see a lot of bike men, where bike are in charge, and you're not a Hausa person. You're a bad person, you're an Igbo person, you're a Calabar person, and you're this. And you see a young Hausa boy that's looking like 16 driving his bike. He looks like he loves speeding and he doesn't have any balance in his bike. While Nigerians, you go to a bike park and you see a young Hausa guy who looks like he's 16 or 15, and you see an Igbo guy who looks like, I don't even care about his age, because at this point he's just Igbo and he looks older than the young Hausa guy. Then you see a Calabar guy who looks the same age with the Igbo guy. Then you see a Yoruba guy who looks the same age with the Igbo and Calabar guy. Then you see somebody from a different tribe who is not Hausa and looking young. Please tell me which bad guy would you enter. That Hausa boy will be calling you. We know who you are. Because can't enter me. You will not enter. Why? You better the Igbo guy, you better the Yoruba guy, or the Calabar guy. Why? Now let's narrow the scope down again. When you see this Hausa boy, then you see this Calabar guy, who will you enter? Which bike will you enter? It's not the Calabar guy. Why? Because you don't elect to cut. You like your life. You've generalized. That Hausa guy might be a good driver. He might not like speed. He might like his life. Do you get? Because it's believed that in general terms, when you meet a young Hausa guy driving a bike, they drive like they have a spare life in their house. They drive like they're driving for Fast and Furious Nigeria version 2020. Do you get? So you don't have the time to test your leg in Ibombi to enter a young Hausa. Do you understand? You automatically choose that Calabar guy. you generalize, and in a way that's tribalistic. But that is an agreeable tribalism. Or that's because the whole point of being of tribe is to generalize and being loyal to a particular brand, a particular tribe, in which you are now loyal to a tribe that's not Hausa or Igbo because of that track record. Now, that is good tribalism. And that is acceptable. And that's something that people don't talk about. Some people say, oh, don't do it. Some people say, oh, what would they say? So, there are a lot of situations and a lot of scenarios. But what I would say is, what I was trying to point out with everything I just said is, tribalism has a good side and a bad side to it. So, I feel like it's a proper lie when people ask you, are you tribalistic? And you say, oh, I'm not tribalistic at all. I look at you and I laugh. I'm like, with the country you're raised in and where you come from, it's hard for you to say you are not tribalistic 100%. It's not possible and it's not doable. I agree with that fact, and I've stated my points and I've given you why I feel so. Now, if you ask me, looking at the pure negative side to tribalism and what do I think about it, I'll tell you, being tribalistic is bad. Is short-sighted, and as a country, we're not going to move forward. And as pertaining to this election, to be very honest, I didn't share my opinions on a lot of things, but I didn't keep who I wanted to vote a secret. But at the same time, during the process of election and seeing people's opinion in the process of the election day itself was appalling and disappointing. Where else I wasn't surprised, because like I said, it no concern me and it's not my business, in the sense that I have given these people a label in my life, because I just saw a lot of people entering unnecessary fights with different people, destroying future potential opportunities and ending potential relationships business wise with somebody. I always tell people, as a business person or as a human being, you have to learn to control your emotions, and you have to learn the roles people play in your life. It's part of growth and it's part of a general maturity as a human being. That's the truth. Oh, this is this person's opinion about this thing. Does this affect the business I want to do with this person? How much of myself am I going to allow available to this person? And even when I do business with this person, how is it going to affect my immediate community or people around me? If it's harmful, yeah, I cut it off. I don't do business with this person. What I'm saying this is, a friend of mine posted on his status and he was like, Nigerians are appalling and this generation has no respect for insulting Tony Elumelu for actually taking a picture with Tinubu. And I won't lie, I think I was on Twitter and I saw that post. And at first glance, it hit me and I was like, ah, Tony Elumelu taking picture with Tinubu. But then again, it quickly came to my understanding that this guy is a businessman, and notwithstanding, he has a huge stake in Nigeria in helping the economy and everything. Notwithstanding, Tinubu for now or even later is the president-elect of this country. So it's understandable whether Tony is Igbo, Hausa, or Yoruba that he's going to meet with Tinubu and talk with Tinubu. And I mean, it's what he's meant to do. So how is this paining your body? So should Tony say, oh, Tinubu was not my candidate though, maybe I was voting for Obi, but Obi now hasn't emerged as the president-elect, any ties I have with Tinubu, I shouldn't do? That will affect his business, like I said. People should realize that in life, you are allowed to have two sides of you. The side of you that goes out to the public and associate with people, and the side of you that goes out to close family and friends. Not everybody deserves a huge chunk of you. And people were getting mad and saying, oh, how could Tony Elumelu do this? Why did he do this? I didn't expect this of him. Who are you? And when I say who are you, I'm asking you, who are you? Not from the version of waiting in your pockets. No. Not from the version of you don't have money, you're not supposed to. No. I'm asking you, who are you? From the version of who are you in his life? To say you didn't expect him to do. Why? Do you know this man from Adams? No. If you ask me, who is Tony Elumelu? I will tell you, he is a very rich, famous, and influential Nigerian person who is making a positive impact in the society, and is constantly trying to make himself and the interest of his family better, and also helping other people get better. Why he's doing this, I do not know, and I do not care. All I know is that he's making a positive impact, and his people, other people are benefiting from it, and I'm happy for them. And God keeps him to do what he's doing. This does not in any way gives me the right to tie him down to any morality in life and say that, oh, if tomorrow I see Tony Elumelu allegedly rape a young 16 years old girl, I will come out and say, I didn't expect this of him. I'm disappointed of him. Bruh, you don't know this guy. You don't know what he's capable of doing or not capable of doing. The only part of him or the only version of him you know is the part of him that he shows to the general public. And this still takes me back to the place where I was saying we need to learn these things. Because at the end of the day, there are some things we are doing outside that we should not be doing. There are some things that we should not be saying that might jeopardize the opportunity. Because my friend that posted that, or when I say my friend, I'm calling my friend, even if I'm a bit guilty. The acquaintance that I know that posted this was someone. Sorry, the standpoint he had as pertaining to this topic was the youths of nowadays don't have respect, and they don't have respect for anybody and the elders and everything. And I was like, the honest truth is, I watched the podcast that Okon was in that podcast, and Okon said people who support Tinubu are complaining that people who support Obi are coming out for them when they support Obi. And Okon was like, they're only coming out to bully you on social media and insult you. You're not fighting war, Abi, and you're complaining. And I understood where he was coming from, in the sense that you are coming from a country that has the high level of tension. And I'm trying not to go into politics. And the previous government gave you Buhari, and you didn't get anything from that. You are complaining that dollars moved up, there was no country moved backward and everything. And now this same governance or the same government want to give you but, and you are like, Omo, same people, different person, different packaging. And even this person that gives Buhari self is the same person that wants to now come for presidency, because he is believed to be the highest stakeholder in APC. I mean, the leader of APC. He's the face of APC. Can you say he's the poster boy of APC? Now he wants to come and be the president. We're not blind now. We're not stupid. We want Obi because it's a new face. You fresh this thing. If it's not been deceived, and if in fact the packet is still, let's see how he goes. So many people are saying that you're supporting Tinubu. They're like, I can't understand why you're supporting. Give me reasons why you're supporting Tinubu. But I've noticed most people that are supporting, they don't give genuine reasons. And I can understand why people are angry. Do you get? So now I can understand why people now who are supporting Obi will see Tony with but and feel like they should express themselves in a rude way. And that's why I now come in and say, you have no rights. Now, I'm never coming out for the standpoint that they are disrespectful and everything. I can understand that frustration. But then again, this frustration is invalid because you don't know why. You don't know why Tony had this meeting. You don't know, and you will never know. And looky, he no concern you, because he no answer to you. So I don't get this. And I look at all these things and I'm like, the truth is, the reason why I'm actually addressing this topic right now, yeah, it's not because I'm in support of Tony or in support of anyone. Yeah, these people don't know me, I don't know them, and they don't care about me in the same way that as a human being too, I don't care about them. Do you get? I only care about people who I can directly impact and who are in my circle of friends. Do you get? If I'm rich enough to impact the world in the way, or when by special grace of God, when I get there, I can impact the world the way he's impacting, I mean, it's a good thing. So, with all this being said, I've seen people who have, I don't know, by their ignorance or by their emotion, destroy relationships based on election. And this is what I didn't like to see. Sometimes don't stress on what you're supposed to stress. I think I've spoken for a long time, and this podcast might have a part two or might not have a part two, but I know with all this I've said, I know that a lot of people have a lot of things to say. So I will just put a question out there on Spotify and you can answer. And like I said, you can always reach out to me on my personal WhatsApp line. If you have my personal WhatsApp line, you can always reach out to me on my Instagram page, Views with Jumario. You can always reach out to me on my email address, viewswithjumario@gmail.com. And yeah, that's it. You can always reach out to me and we can further talk about this. To specifically answer this question, I would say everyone has a bit of tribalism in them. What you decide to do with it is solely up to you. I did all this just to say, no one should come and claim to me that they're not even tribalistic at all, because the way we are built, situated, and the way we are raised in this country, I don't think anyone cannot be tribalistic. It is. And tribalistic, being drawn to loyalty, is what it is. So with all that being said, thank you for giving me, I don't know, I think this is 35 minutes long or 40 minutes. Thank you for giving me 30 to 30, 40 minutes of your time. And I hope you guys were able to get something, learn something, and we can learn more together by communicating and having a dialogue in our personal space. And you can also talk to people around you based on this topic, and you can just have fun with it. Thank you once again. Peace, bye, and love you.